Hi, this is Senior Esteban.
This is Kyle.
And this is Steve. And you're listening to another proud production of the 4i Radio Network, also known as
The Fern.
For more great content, check out www.4iradio.com.
Yeah.
Hey, diddly ho, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. Just wanted to introduce you guys to America Joy Print Shop, the official sponsor of the 4i Radio Network. Business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more. Visit AmericaJoy.com for more information and let them know that the Fern sent you. Or I will kill your firstborn child. Not really. I'll send you cupcakes if you do. Bye! Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Underground Railroad. We have some special people with us tonight. They want to introduce themselves.
My name is Adam.
My name is Dylan.
And my name is Natalie.
Oh yeah.
Just kidding. No, you all know me. I'm just trying to blend in.
We are actually at a different location tonight. We're not at Socially Awkward Studios.
But we're in Iraq.
Yeah.
It's very covert. No, I'm just kidding. But no, we're definitely in a wonderful, and I'm super jealous,
a magical space known as Boots and Cats Records.
Yes. The studio.
Yes.
El Studio.
The sequel.
The sequel, yeah. We
for once, a sequel is going to be better.
Yeah, we hit some turbulence the first. The last flight we took here.
Even though it was
fun. It was fun.
Yeah, of course.
We might introduce you guys to some of that footage at the end of this episode.
The lost tapes
of the Underground Railroad. So what's new, guys?
Oh, you know, just making music.
Got a new keyboard. No big deal.
Yeah.
It's vintage.
Wow.
It's quite a looker, to be honest. You know, did you name it?
Holy wow.
I named it Broken.
Broken. I don't know. I thought it looks like a Sheila to me, but
free.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
No.
It's gotta fix it up.
Does it have its own like case? It's like
It is a case.
It is a case.
It has a top.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's so smart. Whoever that was.
Some Asian guy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Engineers. So how about you guys tell us a little bit about Boots and Cats, how it got started and all that fun stuff.
All right. Well,
dive into it.
It started a long time ago
in a
place called my parents' house.
Okay.
No.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, Boots and Cats, it got started. I bought this house and it started off as a jam room. And
I remember when there were egg crates everywhere.
Yeah, there was like shag carpet and
this used to be a couch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just started jamming a lot and in a band, and then we wanted to record and had a guy come here with his recording equipment, and we dove into a record, and 3 years later, it turned out to be a full-on studio.
Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when Adam first moved in here, this was just a garage basically, and we were in a like a six-piece band at the time, and we needed a place to practice, and we were having to like lug our stuff back and forth to this practice space that was outside. It was just really inconvenient.
Yeah.
We weren't getting anything done. And so I kind of called that off, just said that it was pretty pointless. And then I started recording with that guy who ended up moving in here. And then he just kind of ditched us one day. And so basically we just decided that we were just going to pick up where he left off and just keep going. And then eventually it developed into this, I guess.
After selling a few things. And
like a couple of kidneys.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I think I bought your kidney, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's like, but if you have a liver for sale,
just
I'm
like
in.
You.
You know, I was like, oh, it kind of looks like Adam. this might be his.
So with the in your studio, I noticed that you have kind of like canvases.
Bass traps.
Okay, so it kind of helps the reverb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have heard it. Like, even the corners are completely bass-strapped as well. And when we first put the floor and the drywall back in, this place sounded like a racquetball court. It was so echoey in here.
Yeah.
We put one up, seriously, just one, and it was like a world of difference. And then
you're like, bass, I'm not going anywhere. We're catching you.
We just ended up putting on the rest of these. We could probably use a couple more, but...
I've never seen that before, so I was like, whoa, what's going on? I'm like, are they painting?
It's just burlap.
No, it's for when the inspiration strikes them, they're gonna make some
get down on
quality
it.
Artwork on.
They're actually speakers.
Yeah.
I'm like, are those pillows for really
surround
tall people?
Sound. Yeah. Pillows for the tall people.
Yeah, but that's cool.
Bump your head. You're 10 feet tall.
It's like giraffes that play the saxophone.
They're out there.
So you mentioned that your goal is to finish 2 records before the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
What project?
3 records, actually.
3.
Well, yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah. Well.
It's doable.
Definitely. We've been working on one, my record, or the songs I wrote, and that I've been working on with Adam for too long. You don't even want to know.
Like, I'm done with these. Let's just get them recorded.
It's seriously like on the very, very last stage. There's just a few things I need to finish up, and then we need to get a couple of other like a trumpet player and like a violin player maybe in here just to finish that one up, and I have to do some vocals. But we're also working with our buddy Luke, who's like one of our first kind of label mates, or one of the first people that we are going to end up releasing a record off of.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a songwriter, and we're kind of helping him finish his songs, and we've already done like half of it through like at other studios and other places just because, and so we're just going to try to finish that up for him. That's what I've been working on.
Like, what when you get hit with like inspiration, like musically, is it when you're mostly high? Because I'll be honest, when I'm high, like all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, I could play a harp. I don't know.
But I think, well, it doesn't hurt, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But I definitely, if or when I do get high, I definitely, first thing I think about is like coming in here and like playing piano or.
Because you're just so like in
tune to it. I don't know, I just think about it so much.
Yeah.
But.
You're all
being productive
head
most
of the time means being sober.
Yeah.
At least
if you're
laying something down, you know.
Totally. You gotta
keep
your wits about you. But
yes.
Right. You can't be doing it like 24/7.
Yeah. I mean, and if I sit down and I really am trying to work on something, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to be able to like at least get some ideas and hash them out a little bit, at least enough to show somebody else or whatever. But
yeah. I notice too, like when I get high and like play music, like it'll sound really well, and then I like record it, and then like listen to it the next day and be like,
"Yeah,
no,"
you're like, that sounded a lot better before.
But anyway,
that just means you need to get high again
and listen to it.
Just
constantly be
recreate the situation you're in.
Yeah, exactly.
Before listening,
I like how you think.
Yeah. I have all these questions and I don't know which one I want to ask.
Gotta start somewhere.
Is there a new sound that you guys want to try to create?
A new sound?
Is there a new sound?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, come on, there's like dubstep. I mean, I don't know if that's so much new. It more sounds like Transformers
like
fucking, but at the same time, like, there's constantly like new music popping out there. It'd be cool. I don't know.
I don't. Well, we're not necessarily expecting to like invent a new kind of music or something. Yeah. But I think everybody, in like anybody who's making music, is constantly being influenced by whatever they, right. is that they're listening yeah. to or watching or reading, mm-hmm. and that's all going to end up in anything that you do creatively, one True. Way or another. And I feel like some of our music really, really has the influences like on the sleeve of it, basically. But some of the influences are a little more.
I'm going to be honest, hidden. I've never heard, a little bit more what?
A little more hidden, I guess.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Because I've never heard your stuff. What could you kind of, like, describe it as? I know.
What, my music? Our music?
Yeah.
It's just
I'm so unprepared.
It's like a rock and roll.
I mean, terrible.
It's just rock
it's
music.
Rock.
Yeah. Rock music, okay.
Yeah. It's got a little this, a little that.
But yeah.
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot, definitely a lot of influences.
Yeah, like 5 or 6 years of influences.
I
was being modest.
Why did you decide on Boots and Cats for the name of the label? Just because it's fun to repeat.
Well,
Boots and
Cats. Yeah. Boots and Cats. That's where the idea came from. Yeah. But we didn't want to do any. We didn't want to take ourselves too seriously, I guess, and we didn't want it to be like something like.
Epic know. Studio.
Yeah, just like something like that.
Domination.
We were just kind of looking for something funny for a while, and then suddenly it just came to me one night, I think, and it just worked out.
Was that thing we saw on Reddit?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just how to learn how to
beatbox.
Yeah.
Cats and boots and cats.
Cats and yeah, boots. Yeah, definitely. Boots and cats.
Yeah.
Practice all the time.
No, I listened to Azrael the other day.
Oh man,
that guy's
I don't even know if he's real. Come on.
He's a robot.
And now at the same time, like if your mother only, like how the hell do you do that?
Adam showed me that song a long ass time ago.
Dinesh is so crazy. But anyway, sorry.
No need to apologize.
It's okay. This time.
He only this once.
What's your favorite thing about what you're currently doing?
Oh, playing drums every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get it out.
Yeah, it just writing this record for our friend Luke, it's just every day it's been a grind just like getting back there, but it's been a while, you know, since I've been back behind the drums, you know, every day consecutively.
Yeah.
It just feels good. You're kind of getting that thing back.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. That you go back.
Yeah. You know, you record something and then wait a couple months, you know, and it's, you know, everything catches up and then you go back and record and it's just fun.
Nice.
I'm really enjoying it. And also it's, you know, it's rewarding to lay something down and get a good sound, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy, but I mean the drums, man, like, oof. I feel like, yeah, it just, it Serious speaks business. So many different languages. Like, because you're just like the double bass. Do you guys have a double bass?
No. I'm single pedal now.
The double bass, man. It's freaking,
seriously.
If I need to get yard work done or like anything serious, like that just puts me in line. I'm like, yeah. But sorry. Did you guys play last time when you were on the show?
Mm-mm, no.
No.
We don't do that.
What? Take it back.
There's an extra for that.
We need 4 other members.
Yeah. Okay. That. Well. No. Definitely not.
Well, do you guys want to jam?
This little love of mine.
I'll say it every day.
Yeah. I brought the peanut butter. No. But.
You guys want a sandwich?
I do have a munchies.
Jam-witch.
A jam-witch.
A jamboree witch.
What are you guys listening to?
Oh, good question.
New Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Really?
I love that band.
Oh, man.
But a lot of things.
Right now, mostly, I mean, I love when new music comes out that I've been waiting for, and so I usually exhaust it immediately. But I guess the latest Strokes album, yeah. latest Daft yeah. Punk album,
wow. yeah.
the new Black Sabbath record.
Really?
Blows my mind.
Seriously. It yes. is insanely good. Sounds yeah. insane, too.
And it's...
That's going on my Spotify.
It's Ozzy, like...
Oh, yeah. It's the original and, Sabbath minus yeah. the drummer, who is the drummer from...
Rage Against the Machine.
And his voice, does it sound like
it
exact...
Sounds
is better?
Good or better. It is.
Yeah. Because
you hear a guy talk in real life, just talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he. Word.
Yeah, yeah. The moment
that's
he starts singing.
Voice. Oh,
the moment he starts singing, you can understand everything.
Yeah. You just need to sing all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually, I guess, broke a record for the longest streak between number one albums.
Mm-hmm.
43 years. That
Whoa.
They had like a number one album 43 years ago. And
that's
then,
crazy.
Dude, I need.
Bitchin'.
To get my earwax in there. Like, I need to hear this shit.
That
sounds awesome.
They're going to come play here in August.
Wow. That's only going to be $200.
Seriously. No, $80.
Something
right?
like that. I might end yeah. up going.
That's not bad.
It's not.
Yeah, it'd be worth it.
It's
I'm
like,
to see Ozzy.
Like bucket list right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
he just like
real.
Hanging over his mic. Yeah. He'll like take two steps away and then I'll come back.
Yeah.
He's no, he being held up by
so old. Yeah. He's just being held up by drugs.
By Sharon.
No, she's, I don't know if she could hold him. She's pretty tiny.
I don't know. She's gone through a lot.
She's pretty much.
She's probably had to drag him to bed plenty of times.
That's true. She's got like mad guns.
Yeah, she could probably fight any war against aliens.
She could fight the entire
gun. She's our secret.
She's our weapon of mass destruction.
Seriously, she's gone through a lot. Do you know that? I'm excited. I really want to see
no, that's good,
listen to that.
The other day I was like, what do I want to listen to?
Yeah, dude.
I actually
yeah.
haven't
there's
gotten
been a
through
lot
the
of
new
stuff out.
Yeah, there's been
yeah.
so
yeah.
much.
And like Tenacious
music.
D, I think, just did a new
yeah.
album.
Rise of the Phoenix.
Oh, that was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was like maybe 6 months ago
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
But I missed the pants off those guys.
They're doing a comedy festival in California with like Zach
it's
Galifianakis
like musical comedy.
And
oh, nice.
Adam Sandler
Whoa.
And like a bunch of
Dimitri Martin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, dang.
Musical comedian.
Yeah, sounds interesting. All
right, time to sell my couch, and I'm going. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know if anyone will
couch
buy
worth
couch.
That much?
No,
it's
no.
a nice couch.
Yeah.
My couch actually is at my friend's house.
And my couch is actually in Star Wars.
Yeah. Darth Vader rubbed his boots all over it.
My couch is actually an alligator, so you might want to watch out.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah. You know, we just wanted
your,
to recreate
keeps
on Amazon.
Your toes.
You don't sit on it.
You just
well,
fire
you could.
From afar.
But.
Let's see. Damn, Ozzy Osbourne. You guys should see if when he's in town, if you can
if he
get
wants
him
to do a podcast.
Here. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, he. I don't. Yeah,
you know he wants
to
do
a
podcast.
That's obvious, but he might want to stop by Boots and Cats. We can
throw down
the
tracks.
Yeah.
I was telling my friend earlier, like, I could play music so good if I could just not have that brain where I'm constantly like, okay, because I'll start to play. And like 10 minutes later, I'm outside like, oh, it's the ice cream man. Like, how do you guys like stay focused? And like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how, obviously that's how you get good is just by practice,
yeah.
like training your brain.
They say 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
Something makes you.
Damn.
Makes you, I don't know.
Did you guys do 10,000 hours
straight?
Oh gosh,
straight? I don't even know. 10,000 hours, maybe.
I don't know.
I've been playing
probably
for a long time. But not on. I haven't done 10,000 hours on a single thing, but music
yeah.
in general, definitely.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's really just about trying to keep it fun,
yeah.
you know, and just like, I don't know. And there's really nothing wrong with getting distracted from it as long as you come back
Go
and
back.
Kind of remember where you were. And
yeah.
the hardest part about, I guess, like songwriting or something is if you get a part of a song and you don't finish it and you walk away, that feeling that you're sort of trying to capture when you were making it up, it's never going to be that really the same thing unless you come back really, really soon and kind of just try to finish it up. And that's one of the challenges I definitely face a lot is finishing songs that I've kind of forgot why I even wrote them in the first place or
yeah.
like the feeling I had or why
no,
I was
totally.
Doing it.
Because, I mean, a lot of music, I feel like comes from like your personal scenario, like your situation, where you are in your life, in your mind, in relationships, whatever. Like,
definitely.
So, because I know too, even like Tom York has talked about how once he finishes a song, he's kind of he's done with it. Like,
yeah,
that was,
goes away.
That just was like, his point in that in life where he needed to get that out, mm-hmm. and then once it's done, it's like, eh, whatever. I don't think about it anymore.
It's like singing your diary
for sure.
Yeah. Or like
totally. Yeah. I think that's kind of what drives artists, I guess, is just like the need to express something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because until you do it like your way, you're never really going to like get over it or whatever, you know?
Like, I feel like that's the healthiest way to kind of do that, because there's people that punch walls or like
definitely
kick their dog or yeah.
That's half the reason we
or
started.
Do drugs or yeah, you know, or whatever, you know.
So it's a good yeah music.
It's a positive
when it hits just you feel an open
as a release is a lot better than most things. Unless you're Taylor Swift, and then maybe she should start punching walls.
I wouldn't mind dating Taylor Swift so I could have a song.
Get immortalized in one of her songs.
Yeah, exactly. On the floor.
Be like, that was me. Yeah, that was me. No. I don't know. I kind of like to see her punch a wall.
She'd probably break her hand.
Just wait a couple years.
Her arm would fall off.
She would just crumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, that wasn't nice, Taylor. I should not be in front of you.
Maybe she's listening to the podcast.
You're listening, yeah. Taylor.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So what's your earliest, like, memories of music?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, there's that song that you were, you know,
yeah.
Were you obsessed with, like, Baby Beluga?
Madonna.
Actually, down by the bay.
I started off with country.
Yeah.
Oh. So I remember.
I used to wear cowboy hat.
Yeah. My dad used to rope. I used to wear cowboy hats.
That's kind of bitchin'.
Yeah, it was.
did you grow up out here? Or?
Yeah, I did. Sure did. And
what were you guys roping?
Tumbleweeds.
Steer.
Nice.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Right, you're yeah. dead.
I was just watching.
You were the steer. Yeah. That's how your dad Ron practiced.
You were the steer. Oh, I'll give you 5 cents. So your first memory is the music.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
Breaky Heart.
Actually.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
All right.
No, definitely. That and my dad gave me a Beatles CD. It was the greatest hits. So he started me off pretty okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. I think maybe one of the first musical memories I had was I was super young, and my dad waited in line all night at the mall where we lived in Iowa for Billy Joel tickets.
We're at the biggest mall? No, it's Minnesota.
Yeah, that's
the Mall of America.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have been there, though, but...
Okay.
So. And we had to wake up. My mom woke us up early because we had to go pick my dad up because he was waiting in line for these tickets, and I really had no idea, like, what he was doing or what was going on. I didn't even know that people, like, you know, like, who made music played shows. This is, like, the first time I realized that people, like, toured the country.
Right.
And people waited in line all night in the snow to get tickets to them, and that kind of blew my mind. And I guess musically, the Eagles. I was kind of raised on the Eagles. That was my dad's jam. I think I was, like, 5 or 6 when I really started to listen to music for, like, how it was being made and, like, the instruments that were being played in it. But that was
not just thinking about the sounds, but, like,
you
what
know,
made
just,
that sound.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess I've always loved music, but...
Yeah. You can't help it. Like, even when you're little, like, you're just like, I don't know why I'm moving, but I'm just moving.
Yep.
Yeah. What concert was your first? Do you guys remember, like, that? I know you said that you stayed in line for tickets. But
I didn't go to that.
Yeah.
I had a babysitter.
What a jerk.
Mom and Dad wanted to trip on some shrooms.
At Billy Joel.
That's what's up. For show?
I think mine, man, such a weird music background
Amy
here.
Grant.
No, I think it was, Newsboys.
Oh, the Christian band?
Yeah, I gotta go there.
I love them.
I gotta go that Christian road too. I don't even remember who it was, but I went with some friends to Celebrity Theater to see Christian bands or something. But then in high school, I remember I went to the Nile. That was like it was like a punk show.
No, that's when I saw Blink-182 $7.
I think I saw Girl Repellent was probably like my first like show when I actually cared about going.
Yeah, no, the Basement was so much fun
and hot.
Yeah.
But worth every sweat drop.
That was fun.
Totally.
Those were the days.
Aww.
I know, right?
Memories.
Yeah. My first real one was like Thrice, Under Oath, and The Bled.
Oh, wow. That's some hardcore shit right there.
Yeah, I didn't even know what moshing was. Oh, yeah, this band Veda played.
Scared the shit out of me. Dude, I have a bruise kill.
I pissed myself.
Yeah, they got done and The Bled came on. And then, like, as soon as the guy grabbed the mic and just started screaming his balls off, everybody just ran forward. I had no clue. I was just in the moment, like, ran forward, too. And then I was like, yeah, I'm supposed to punch people.
And like,
I want to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be like that
We're
guy.
Lovingly beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah. And it was fun for some reason. I had an ingrown toenail, though.
Uh-oh.
You got stomped?
I specifically remember that. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Feels good.
Well, at least you got that sucker out. Let it regrow.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, he didn't even have a toe.
It was just black.
Empty toe. But right on, dude. Yeah, no, I was just in a mosh pit like a few weeks ago, which is strange because like it's been a while and I forgot how much I enjoyed it.
What show was
it? It was a house show. But it was like this crazy, like, rah, 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 rah. Just, rah, rah, rah. It was so good.
I know exactly.
You know what I mean?
It was a band of raccoons.
Yeah, they were actually just playing in the garbage.
What I loved about it, like, no one was like really punching. It was just like a bunch of just like, it was like human human pinball. Like, we're just like bouncing off each other and like, it was super fun. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
party.
Just feeling that energy. You're just like, all right.
Can you feel it?
And they got the music.
The double bass is going.
The double bass was.
The record was just shredding. Yeah. Just shredding it.
She was ready to do yard work.
I was. Well, who's with me? Let's get these weeds. But yeah, I couldn't. It was weird. I was like, oh, where'd you get that bruise? I was in a mosh pit. No big deal.
If you could have any musicians come in here and record, who would it be? Like. If you could combine 7 musicians all at once.
Oh, like a super group?
Your dream super group to record.
I would be embarrassed to have them come in here.
Sorry. We're sorry.
It'd be like the Make-A-Wish Foundation
Please
or something.
Please don't mind our pillows.
They'd all come just for
on the wall.
I don't... Man, that's a good question.
You can take your time with that.
Dead or alive?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That's just way too many.
Okay, maybe...
No.
What if I cut down the number?
How about just a band or something?
Yeah.
Answer
yeah.
it however
yeah.
you want.
I like that.
That's a really hard question.
I know.
Oh, that's why
I asked him.
Shit.
It would be fun to record.
It would be fun to record anybody, but...
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, God. All right. Deal.
Let's do it.
That or Bob Dylan.
So many bands. Yeah.
Would you want to record Bob Dylan now or earlier?
1966.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd really want to. I wouldn't mind hanging out with Bob Dylan right now, but I don't know if I'd want to record him.
Yeah, you have some stories.
If you had the choice, you would.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Exactly right.
I don't know. You're too old now, Bob Dylan.
I can't really understand you.
You're a little rusty now. I need subtitles.
He's still a legend, man.
No,
he'll never
for sure.
Die.
No, I love Bobby.
Oh, my God.
Bobby D.
Never really.
Yeah, the Heartbreakers, man. Or the Rolling Stones, but the Heartbreakers would be way better.
Yeah.
The Heartbreakers are probably maybe the best like actual live together playing band on the planet. Their last record that they put out,
Mojo,
zero overdubs. They played the entire together. Vocals, guitar solos, and everything. And that blows my mind.
Yeah, no, that's impressive.
They have, like, dates in the liner notes. We recorded this song on this day with these guitars and these amps. It's like, what?
That's adorable.
And it sounds so good.
Yeah.
Shit, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You could be an animal. No, I'm kidding.
Actually, giraffe.
Yeah.
So you can use the head pillows.
You can use the pillows on the ceiling. The ceiling pillows.
That's legit.
Yeah. Yes.
Giraffe. And would you play the saxophone as a giraffe as well?
I don't know how easy that would be. Difficult. Saxophone is a difficult instrument as it is.
And then if you have hooves.
Yeah. Hooves. Yes. Not easy.
So you might have never heard this question before, but what is wrong with the music industry? Just kidding.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, I think that was one of the questions you asked us last time.
Yeah, definitely.
Or during the Lost Tapes.
Yeah,
but I think I kind of said something. I don't know if there's really any. Well, I guess what's wrong with it is there's, I don't know,
people at the top controlling what everybody that doesn't.
Yeah, I guess it's just the radio.
To, right?
It's the
yeah.
The radio is wrong with it, yeah. Basically.
It's poison.
Because
kill your radio, blow up your TV.
Feeding people music, and they think that that's the only place they can discover music, and they don't know that there's an entire world of independent music out there that they can find in minutes, basically.
Yeah.
But that is all. That's also another issue, is just there's
people
so
being lazy,
much.
Though. Like, if you don't, if you're not.
Like, if you don't care about it, we care about it.
Because
it,
think
different.
About, especially with the internet nowadays, it's like, okay, if I wanted to, I mean, I can literally fly anywhere just by using Google Maps. Like, I can go see what a neighborhood in Tokyo looks
but
like.
But there are some black spots that you can't get to.
Area 51.
Yeah.
But that's black okay. Out. I'm going to dig myself there.
Get that.
But, yeah, so it's definitely like if you're not thinking about it and if you're numbed enough that you're okay with hearing the same seven songs within 1 hour on the radio, then you know that's your loss, because it's so easy to get other music. There's tons of it out there.
It is, but you can also go look for music for 4 hours and hate everything that I found too.
Yeah, that's why sometimes it's overwhelming.
It's always good to have a friend.
Yes.
You know, that's how, I mean, I started doing it. I'm sure that's how all of us did. You know, there's that one,
or like an older person.
Yeah.
I made this for you.
True. I used to borrow my brother's CDs a lot.
My sister got me into Blink 182, which pretty much changed my life.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So good.
I
love
I remember like stealing less than Jake albums.
He never branched
but
away.
I think
he never branched away.
They say that your musical preferences are formed by the time you're 15 years old or something. Huh. So if you don't have that before then you're never really going to go out of your way to find something better.
That's
or
true.
you're never really going to think about music that way, or you know, care that it's subpar or whatever, because it's just all there is.
There are people who it's just not something that
they think about.
They think, it's just. I mean, there's songs that I can think about that like totally changed my life.
Yeah,
and somebody else could listen to that same song and just be like, "Eh, what are they talking about?"
Well, I noticed a lot of people like they get. It's not so much the lyrics, I feel like. They get more just attached or in love with the sound of it. And, I mean, it's kind of a shame because, like, it could be a shitty sound, but the lyrics could be completely beautiful. But the trick is kind of just, like, making them both, like, commish.
I think that kind of goes both ways, too.
Yeah.
Some people only hear the vocalist and only hear the words.
Yeah.
And don't understand what's going on musically.
Yeah.
But
I'm super interested in that too. I always ask a lot of my friends that don't listen to music like I do now.
You
know, like it's like how are you hearing this?
Yeah.
I can't remember how that was, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd sit there and analyze and break down every single thing.
That's weird.
Well, I'll be honest, like the first thing I kind of like get attached to is the sound. Like it's not really so much the lyrics. It's like that beautiful noise that I'm hearing, like of the guitar
or the
piano. And like there might be lyrics in there somewhere.
Right.
Great. But I feel like I'm more just attracted to, I don't know, that lullaby that's just good sound.
The overall sound, yeah. And that's ultimately what we try and achieve, you know. It's
that's
all the
one
tiny
thing.
Pieces is what we care about. Yeah. But the end result is that one sound that you're hearing.
Right.
You know, and that's.
Yeah. I mean, that's really just a combination of thinking of every, like, making sure that this part works with this part when they're when they end up together, you know, and that they kind of play off of each other and they're like brother and sister.
I feel like a lot of Nirvana, I mean, they did have like pretty good lyrics, but a lot of it was like just their
dynamics.
Yeah, their dynamic and just the way it all sounded together. Like it was just.
And Dave Grohl playing drums.
I don't know. I think Kurt Cobain's voice really.
Yeah,
put it his over voice the top. Definitely.
Yeah, his voice is amazing. But I mean, a lot of his, like, I didn't even understand what he was saying, but it still is. Yeah.
It's so
great.
Simple.
Yeah, it's so easy.
They were really good at voicing soft and hard and, you know, making the hard parts seem huger because the soft parts were there.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite song? I know that might be weird to ask. I know, it's like asking, like, what's your favorite movie?
Like a favorite song every day.
Or what's your favorite
Pop?
Child?
I have a, maybe. I really love...
I love Everlong.
Oh, that's a great song.
God, I just can't.
Yeah.
And Tears for Fears. Like,
favorite song? I don't know. I think I really love the song American Pie by Don McLean. I just think that's such a great song. And when I like, that's the first song that came to my head when you said that, just because there's just so much to it and it's just so like classic and, and just, it's like about Buddy Holly dying and whatever.
Yeah.
But all, that and also Black Betty. I love that song.
Oh, that's a great song.
It's a shit-kicking song. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Adam?
I can't answer that.
I know.
What's your favorite song right now?
Like, what would pop in your mind?
Favorite song right now?
Yeah.
Man. It's going to be Queens of the Stone Age.
Obviously.
Yeah. Of course.
Because you're fucking it out right now, I'm sure.
Shoot. I forget the name of the song. It's off their new record. It's the one that's all funky.
Let's look it up.
Bounce. I appear missing.
No, it's before it.
Shoot. I sat by the ocean.
Yeah, that's a great, that's what I was going to say. Sat by the ocean. Hold on, bear with me, people.
Can you play it?
I'm going to bring it up right now.
All right. I'm shaking in my boots.
You're not
my cat's a boot.
Think about your boots and cats.
My boots and cats.
Here we go. It's called Smooth Sailing.
Smooth Sailing.
That's the name of my laxative that I take.
It's
just kidding.
Hey, you take that too?
It's the number one recommended laxative by Boots and Cats and the Underground Railroad.
4 out of 5 toilet paper companies approve.
Yeah, right. Keeping us in business, job security. I kind of want to hear it. I don't
hear
know
it.
How the. Or the song a little bit.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Because I knew that they did a new album, but I didn't.
It's way different than their
it's
other
really
ones.
Yeah,
cool.
I haven't heard the whole thing yet, but
it's cool.
What I've gotten into is pretty
rough. It took me a second, and then I like fully understood it, and I was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah,
like
that happened with me with few CDs.
That just made me think of a question. Like, so when a new album comes out and you're like, I'm gonna listen to this, like I feel like everybody does their own thing with like how they want to listen to like a new record.
Certain ones that you're waiting for,
it depends really like on your initial reaction to it. I think
usually it's
or how much you're anticipating it.
With the ones that I really am excited about,
I don't know. It depends. Like you can be, if you're anticipating something, like I was really stoked about the Queens of the Stone Age record coming out, but not nearly as stoked as Adam was. And so like when a new video leaked or something before the album came out, he would just like show it to me and make me watch it and whatever. And then by the time the album came out, I was just like, I don't want to watch it or I don't want to listen to it, you know, if it just kind of doesn't meet your expectations or lets you down a little bit. Well, you know, you just kind of are like, maybe I'll listen to this later, or like I'll play it a couple times, and if it doesn't catch my attention, then.
Yeah, I totally have an issue with hearing something for the first time.
Yeah.
Even recording, especially.
I'm sure.
First time you hear it, I'm like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And
then, let it grow. I mean,
but sometimes something will come out and will exceed your expectations so far.
Yeah,
that
you're just like,
you're just like, I need more.
There's a few records that are out now that I've listened to like 2, 3, 4 times a day, which is just like unheard of. And then, and then after a couple of weeks, I can't really hear it for like a, you know, another month or so.
Well, and I think that's why people got pissed off about buying CDs. It's like you'd buy a CD and only two out of the songs that were on the CD that you liked end up liking. But then at the same time, like I think there's only been like Say Ferris, that CD, I could listen to it.
Oh yeah.
Over and over the whole thing through, or like it's just like a handful of CDs where I can just listen to. It's just
I'm all about a full record.
Yeah, it's all about the
I
album.
I love the idea of a record like that.
Yeah.
If I buy an album because I like a couple songs and the rest of the album's no good, then I just stop liking the band.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
just
yeah.
like, well, if that's totally. What you really sound like, then I don't really care. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, prove me wrong later, but I really want an entire album
to. I think the album's super important because it's like, I don't care about singles.
Things are kind of drifting away from that just because of like immediate satisfaction and the internet and whatever. But
singles.
I think albums, it's like the difference between a short story and a novel. Like,
you're gonna
get way more out of a novel if you just take the time to like really read
listen,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, short story is only going to take you 5 minutes to read.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And there might be
some
really good
stuff. That's a really good analogy right there, actually.
There might be some really good stuff with short story. Dylan, how'd you get to be so smart?
College.
All that schooling you did.
I played a lot of memory as a kid.
Oh, yeah, I love that game.
I just smoked a lot of speed as a kid.
All right, hear that, kids?
Nothing to do with cards.
Get your speed.
Get your speed on.
That was just a joke.
It's not Wheaties anymore. Speed's the breakfast of champions.
Speedies.
Speedies.
Saw that coming.
I sound like.
What's the best way for people to
listen to you?
Boots and Cats and find out about releases and what projects you're working on and even possibly hook up to record with you guys.
If you just like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's pretty much our main goal right now. I mean, if you're interested in coming to record or just having a meeting or something, then either like us on there and send us a message or.
And call Dylan at.
And you can find Adam on his OKCupid account.
Yeah.
Searching for love.
Plenty of fish.
Facebook.com/bootsandcatsrecords or bootsandcatsrecords@gmail. That's our email account. You can.
Damn, look at you having your handles right then and there.
You can also follow us on Twitter. No, we don't have that yet.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I always do that just because he tells me not to. You gotta fight.
God bless you.
So what does your necklace mean? I know it's a key of some sort.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything. It's
it's a key to my diary.
It's to all of his secrets.
Yeah. Don't worry about
treasure.
It.
Yeah. What key?
He's like, this does not go to a closet in the back of the house full of my grandmother and her cousin. Whoa.
That got dark fast.
I don't know.
Speaking of dark, can I use your bathroom?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll be right back. Sorry, guys.
Natalie, we need to get sponsored by Depends so we can go through a whole show without Natalie having
and smooth
to
sailing.
Yeah,
smooth sailing and Depends. You know,
just do it in the pool.
Yeah, that sounds safe. A lot of electrical equipment in the pool.
I too like to live dangerously.
Here at Boots and Cats, we walk on the wild side.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I was just gonna bring something up. No, I can't remember.
Oh shoot!
It was probably lame.
It's okay. Really there's stupid. A lot of lame things that happen on this show.
You know, just part of the territory.
Like chin monsters.
Chin monsters, watch out for them.
They're tricky little varmints.
The lost tapes don't exist.
they're in the closet with with the rest. Oh no, I think we should definitely bring that up. Oh man, it's a good thing I don't embarrass easily. Well, is there anything that you want to tell the world about anything before we?
I love my mom.
That's really sweet.
I hope she hears this. I love my dog.
Should we bring Jeff in? He looked really anxious to tell us.
I'm sure he has something to contribute.
I think he had a lot of input that he was kind of upset.
Did you get a few barks on here?
We didn't let him in on this. Well, I guess Adam's got a love for his mom, a lot of love for her. Jeff is probably really upset right now, but at least you gave him a shout out.
He'll live.
Yeah, he'll survive.
Another day.
He just wants to get back to work. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Right on. So we got to finish 3 records before the end of the summer, guys. Come on, let's get on this. Well, I guess I'm gonna say thank you, guys, again.
Has it already been an hour or whatever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that was when you're having fun.
So thank you guys again for being on the show letting us actually finish.
Anytime.
Thanks for having us.
We want to do it again.
Yeah.
Once we finish the records.
Next time we want you to play.
Yeah, we'll have some.
We want to hear some music.
We'll do that.
Right on.
We could even. That would be cool to try to set something up where we could set up our studio and maybe even do a little live recording or something.
Yeah,
that would be
like a special edition
radio
Underground Railroad.
Yes. Definitely.
Underground style.
Underground boots and cats. It'll be like unplugged, but better because we'll be plugged in. We have to be.
Oh, it'll be electric.
It'll be electrified. All right. Well, thanks again to our lovely guests. And
thank you for having us.
It was really
time.
Again.
It's so much fun every time.
One more again.
Again.
Let's do it again next week.
All right.
We're busy.
And thank you. Like,
we'll have to check our schedule.
Like, we're changing our phone numbers.
We're moving.
We're actually going to Roswell. And thanks everybody out there in podcast land for tuning in.
Yeah.
Boo.
Bow, bow, bow. Is that the
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.